Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, November 28, 2018. Zooming out, keeping the big picture in mind. I have to be honest with you. Adjusting to my new location has been a lot harder than I expected. I knew it would be hard, but not this hard. I have too often found myself engulfed, once again, with my emotions. The Lord showed me that I had lost perspective. I needed to zoom out and relook at the big picture. As the proverbial saying goes, I couldn't see the forest for the trees. I was allowing the details to interfere with the view of my master's overall plan. Perspective is everything. Keeping the big picture in mind is vital. When caught up in the details, we need to just stop and zoom out, reminding ourselves that God has a purpose, a good one. Zooming out helps us to see His bigger purpose. I'm not saying we should never look at the details. If you've read my blogs, you know how important it is to look at the specifics. But when those details start to overtake you, it's time to take a step back. If we only look through a telescope to see a few stars, we will miss the spectacular Milky Way. What is the big picture? The chief purpose of man's existence? You know, to bring glory to God. And what brings Him glory? Redeeming souls from hell, living a godly life, becoming more like Jesus, staying dependent upon God, praising and thanking God in all things, growing in intimacy with God, producing eternal fruit, obeying the two greatest commandments of loving God and others. I'm sure you could add more. I need help in keeping the big picture in mind. How about you? Below are some things that I have found helpful. Journaling. Going down memory lane with God. That is, recounting how God has been faithful in the past. Reading the entire Bible to see God's overall history. It's His story. Believing specific biblical truths like Romans 8:28 and 29. Not taking promises out of context is a biggie. Placing any view-distorting feelings on the altar. Living by faith, not by sight. Not isolating yourself. Call a friend. Do something for someone else. Knowing and remembering our specific God-given mission here on earth. God uses difficulties to teach, equip, and enable us to accomplish His specific plan for us. For me, it is essential that I remember that He gave me an extra portion of emotions so that I could help others deal with their emotions. And last but not least, staying sensitive and submissive to the Lord's leading. The Lord is well aware when we begin to get off track, even by the tiniest degree, and He is more than willing to tell us via the loving conviction of the Holy Spirit when we are. I truly am grateful for the Holy Spirit's quote-unquote nudges. So, my friend, the next time you're caught up in the minutiae, remember that this life is not about you, but about bringing glory to God. Remember Jesus, who kept the big picture at the forefront of His mind, even on the cross. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews 12:2-3.